Now we have reached the time for our second feature for you. It's nearly 30 years since famous chocolate factory Rowntree's closed. Edward Wolfe Peters' article is read by Richard Matthew.
For more than 100 years, the aroma of chocolate would waft daily across the city centre. The source of the smell was the Rowntree factory, where Rolos, Yorkies, Caramacs and Easter eggs were made, in what is now Chantry Place. It's 30 years since it was announced that the factory would shut its doors for the last time, but many people in Norwich still have fond memories of the scent that greeted them as they walked through the city. It all started with Albert Jarman Cayley, a Norwich chemist who owned a small mineral water business called Fleur-de-Lis Works in Bedford Street in 1864. His business swelled as demand for clean water soared, and by 1880 Albert was able to buy the former glove factory in Chapelfield, where he dug two wells to source the liquid. But being a summertime venture, Albert thought of ways to keep his workforce in employment through the winter months. In 1883, Cayley's, as it was then known, started making cocoa, which could be produced in any season, and then 3 years later, the rapidly expanding brand began to make chocolate. While both sides of the business, water and chocolate, bloomed, demand for chocolate soon saw the need for a bigger production space, and so Albert commissioned an entirely new factory next to the old one. Chocolate sales continued to soar, even after Albert stepped down in 1894, 1 year before his death at 66 years old. Around the turn of the 20th century, A.J. Cayley and Sons, as it was later renamed, introduced a revolutionary process to its chocolate making. By adding milk and more sugar to the renowned recipe, it made milk chocolate, which remains the most popular form of chocolate to this day. The only other company in the UK to have attempted this method, known as the Swiss style, was Cadbury's. Production continued to ramp up well into the First World War, as Cayley's chocolate was supplied in the troops' rations. The company changed hands twice over the next two decades. In 1932, it was sold to toffee makers McIntosh of Halifax. 5 years later, the beloved brand broke the mould again with the invention of the Rolo, a flat, cone-shaped chocolate with caramel inside. At its height, McIntosh Cayley's was making up to 2 tons of Rolos every hour and shipping them to 100 countries across the globe. Tragedy struck during the Second World War when the Chapelfield factory was destroyed in a Luftwaffe bombing raid. Rebuilding the factory could not begin until a year after the war ended, and it took 6 years to complete, reopening in 1952. Throughout the 1950s, McIntosh Cayley's introduced many soon-to-be favourites to the British public, including Caramac, Munchies and Toffo. Following McIntosh's merger with Rowntree's in 1969, the Norwich factory grew to one of the most productive in the country, pumping out 40 million Easter eggs every year, well into the 1980s. Then, in 1988, Swiss food giant Nestlé acquired the company and began production of the Yorkie at the city factory. More than 1,000 people worked at the site at this time, but over the next 8 years, the majority of machines and jobs were moved to a larger factory in York. Employees protested the closure, echoing chants and branding placards which read, "Save our factory," but it was ultimately closed in 1996 and demolished in 2004. But not all was lost, as 3 former Nestlé executives bought the rights to Cayley's and reintroduced many of the public's favourite chocolate bars over the next few years, including Cayley's Plain Marching Chocolate and Cayley's Milk Marching Chocolate. The factory's 110-year history in Norwich remains imprinted on the public's shared consciousness to this day, however, with the long-gone but not forgotten smell of chocolate wafting over the city, still fresh in people's minds.
Thank you, Richard.